Speaking of upgrades, what kind of impact has Alshon Jeffrey made for you guys, just overall?
Well, I don't think it's just him, to tell you the truth. I think Alshon has been tremendous. But if you look across the board, I mean, between him, Torrey, the year Zach Ertz is having, Nelson Aguilar has been unbelievable this year. And that's kind of been the motto of this team, is we've really spread the ball around, even whether it's receivers or running backs. And, you know, regardless of who's getting their number called, everybody's stepping up to the plate. And, you know, Alshon's been huge, but really that passing game in general, I mean, last year we kind of, you know, unfortunately had stalled out at times and there wasn't really that deep threat. And it seems like this year between him, Torrey, and some of the other guys playing better, you know, we've got that now.
Jason, when Carson was going through the bumps in his rookie season, what gave you the belief that he was on the upward arc and he was going to emerge into the type of player he is now?
I think I was fully anticipating it from last season. I mean, the moment he steps in the first game against Cleveland, you kind of sense that there was something different about him. He's got a really competitive edge to him. He's smart. He can throw the ball. He can run it. I mean, he's got all the tools. So when you see the desire to be successful, first of all, you see the tools. And then second of all, you see the desire, the competitiveness, and all that other stuff. And you're just kind of waiting for it all to come together.
How do you see him handle some of the struggles when you guys lost a string in a row and just keeping it together in that phase of his development?
In terms of last year?
Yeah.
Well, I think that, I mean, you know, we lost, but again, they weren't like blowout losses where he was getting crushed a million times in sacks and stuff like that. I mean, I think everybody knew what was going on and what we needed to do to get better. And, you know, he was doing great for the majority of that. So, you know, I think that he's just a competitive kid. I don't think he lets things eat at him. I think he moves on, even in games. If he makes a mistake, he moves on and is ready for the next play. And that's important, especially at that position, because... Go ahead.
How gratifying has this year been for you? I mean, you picked some areas to really target during the offseason. Mm-hmm. I mean, your play is obviously reflecting that.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun so far. And, you know, it was a struggle last year, especially through the first half of the season. And, you know, we've worked really, really hard, and Stout's been on me, and he's staying on me all season with my hands and my footwork and my technique, and it's really, really made an improvement in my game. And, you know, I can't thank him and, you know, everybody else for sticking with me. I mean, it's been a pleasure this year to be able to play not just myself but our entire offensive line. I mean, you know, with the way Brooks and Wiz are playing next to me, it makes my job easier. With the way the tackles are playing, it makes everybody's job easier. I mean, this has been a very fun year, I think, when I speak for the entire offensive line so far.
Yeah.